Penn Station is turning up the heat. Introducing the Ghost Pepper Cheese Steak. Grilled fresh with premium steak and fiery ghost pepper cheese. It's craveable, bold, and only here for a limited time. Pair it with Penn Station's famous fresh-cut fries and fresh-squeezed lemonade for the ultimate flavor hit. Available now through November. Get it before it vanishes. Visit Penn Station today or order on our website or app for delivery. Penn Station. Love your sub. You craving what I'm craving?
EV. Got a couple of close birthdays. We got a, not necessarily a birthday present yet. That's way too early to say. But we're at 10 wins in a row. We call that a, you know, a 10-game win streak. And it's crazy.
We call that a winning streak.
We call that a winning streak. I was waiting for it. There it is. And you know what else we call that? If you go back and listen to these, if you were listening all along, we did an episode, and I called it Backs Against the Wall. We are 4-6. Since then, how are the turntables? You know, number one in the league, buddy. How you feeling?
Yeah, it's good, man. We got to number one in the league. Our team has been playing pretty good, so I like it. And, oh my goodness, we got breaking news.
Let's hear it.
Disney and YouTube TV have made an agreement.
They finally came to a truce. Okay, that's actually big.
Right before
that's
college football Saturday. All right.
That's big. And my birthday Sunday, so that the last thing I want to do this weekend, this is the one weekend where I might be able to, like, you know, play that card and actually be able to just watch football unattended, right? Give me my football, for damn sakes. You know, come on.
Right.
So let's go. Sure. Let's do this. We're recording this actually a day early because Eric's birthday was earlier in the week, and he is going to the Red Wings game tomorrow. So we're getting this out of the way on Friday, and let's go ahead and just get right into this, Eric. Also, we've had a player go that, well, maybe you'll be able to see it.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. Here you go. So we're looking at Matt Collins, buddy. He goes for 10.8. Honestly, I'll take that out of Matt Collins, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of looking at our roster, and I was like, I don't even know if there's anybody I would play over Matt Collins right now. Maybe Shahid, but I'm happy with Hollins.
Definitely. I think you kind of have to be at this point. I'm looking here. I keep sorry, I'm messing with the screen. I'm trying to – it's funny because I'm looking at the screen here that's what we're actually watching, and I'm thinking it's Sleeper, and I'm pressing the wrong button. But anyway, the only person that I was, you know – The projections would tell you that Bam Knight's at 11. I think that's silly. He hasn't done very well lately at all. Janu with the tight end premium, but I'm having a hard time trusting tight ends really at all. So I'm perfectly fine with this one, and we didn't even talk about it. We just left it in there.
He doesn't have a game over 28 receiving yards this year.
I know, and you know what's crazy? I feel like we made that point like how many weeks ago, and
the week he had 28 points, probably.
There you go. But exactly. So we're talking, what is that, 3 weeks ago, coming on four now.
Yeah, a month ago, yeah. And that was against the last game against Cincinnati, and they're playing Cincinnati again this week.
How's this for, the ceiling, if he, you know, kind of hits his season high, 25, 28, 27 yards is just, he's got two touchdowns. And basically, if you look, that's the only weeks that he's essentially playable.
Yeah, we got screwed on him because we took him when he was still on Miami.
The Waller, Waller did in that small window was what we were still thinking that Johnny was going to have happen. The big issue was they hadn't paid him, and it turned out to be
smart move because he sucked.
Yeah, it was Fugazi. Well, speaking of, let's see if this week is a big week for us as well. I'm starting just showing you the matchup, but let's go through our team here first, like we always do, and then we'll get into the matchup. We play Brad 304-007. Or 009, sorry. It's 009. Eric, right now at the moment, we've got Stafford and Lamar in. I think the quarterback conversation until we make a trade or, you know, no one else decides to take some of our good quarterbacks.
I think we can have a conversation here this week about Dak and Flacco.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think every week at this point, granted, matchups might be, you know, make it easy to decide. But I think at the moment, we have serious conversation every week about what quarterbacks to play. Stafford's having an MVP season, but at the same time, and he's playing unbelievable, dude. I'm so glad. It didn't matter, but I'm so glad I pushed for that Stafford start the other week, you know?
13 touchdowns in the last three games.
Yeah.
13 touchdowns, no picks.
I think Tay has 7 or 8 of them.
Yeah.
That's insane. Now,
and am I insane for thinking I want to kind of sit him this week?
I don't. Here's what I'll say: if we had a regular team as far as quarterbacks go at the moment, I would say yes. With our current conversation of QBs, not necessarily. Pitt has actually been, whatever you think about their defense, it's been banged up. They're the highest paid in the NFL, but they're also just not doing shit. They're not very good, honestly. Yeah. So Flacco has been, the last 3 weeks, take a look at this, coming off of a bye now, the last 3 weeks he has been quarterback 2-7-6. So coming off of a bye, and then Dak is playing Vegas where, I mean, dude, if you've watched enough football, you know Vegas is at complete ass cheeks. So
yeah.
Let me ask you, do you have an order preference right now?
I think I'm going to go Dak. I'd probably go Dak. Oh, man. Flacco and Stafford is literally a coin flip for me. I think I might lean Flacco just because we have T. Higgins, and that's the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
And Chase Brown, too. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I'm leaning. Like, is it crazy to sit Lamar and play two of these other guys?
No. I would say a little bit. Like, I would say it's not crazy. I think it's potentially getting cute just because Lamar has been a little off this season, and he has the knee injury, which he's dealing with. Which, to me, that's the only reason it is even in conversation, because if his knee's a little bit problematic, is he going to run as often? Is the only question I would have. So I would say, here's what I would say. If we sit Lamar, I'm of the mindset that we should play Dak and Stafford. Get it with Flacco. He definitely could do well, but these division games, and Tomlin has seen a lot of Flacco. I could see them playing a little bit better.
Yeah, and their defense has been playing better too.
Right. So to me, if we go Lamar out, I would say let's play Dak and Stafford. If you want to play Lamar, I'm at a coin flip between Stafford and Dak this week. I think they're both top 8 options for me.
How would you rank the 3 for this week?
I would go, I'd personally have Stafford and Lamar as my in my top 5. I think Dak is probably top like 6. Okay. It's honestly, because of the Vegas matchup, the only hesitation I have with Dak is I have watched Vegas for 3 games this year. Legitimately been the games on. And like, oh shit, Taylor came out third quarter. Like these guys, they have had blowouts to where teams are literally sitting guys. They're putting their backups in the end of the third quarter. You're like, holy crap. So they also, at that same point, it's the same conversation as Stafford the other week, actually, when they played, who did they beat up on when Puka came back?
Jacksonville?
Yeah, so.
No, Jacksonville was without Puka. That was the London game.
Yeah, it was, let me see here. It was New Orleans. They beat up on the Saints. And the reason I'm saying that is it could end up being where they, you know, they blow him out, but he also might rack up some serious points early on. So I lean Stafford, but I'm fine with Dak if you want to go that way.
So I pulled up Fantasy Pros real quick. I mean, it's not the gospel, but just to kind of get a baseline.
Just to get a gauge.
So Lamar is 4, Dak is 6, Stafford is 8, and Flacco is 10. So we have 4 quarterbacks.
Say that again. Sorry, I had a – my mom sent me a Texas urgent text.
Oh, you're good. Lamar Jackson is 4.
Mm-hmm.
Dak is 6. Stafford is 8. Flacco is 10. So we literally have 4 quarterbacks in the top 10 for this week.
It's fun. You know what's crazy? I'm pretty sure I said these guys are definitely all top 8. Top 8. We're top 8. I had them both in top 6. Dude, it's a coin flip at that point to me. If you're telling me it's 4, 6, 8, these are consensus rankings between people that are all saying they want to start them. So I'm good either way. You tell me which way you want to go. Here's what I'll, the only thing I'll say about Dak is this, and not that he couldn't have week. I'm of this mindset. It's like a casino term. Never leave a heater. I mean, look at this fucking thing. Stafford at quarterback 26, that was really just subject to that game was just a complete slugfest, and they dominated. So, quarterback 2, 8, 4, 8, and 2 is nuts.
I think it is a coin flip between Stafford and Dak.
Yeah.
So Stafford's at home, so I like that. I usually like the guys at home better. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though Dallas on the road in Vegas, that's probably going to be a home game too. I could only imagine
basically
how many Cowboys, how many Cowboys fans are going to be on a fucking bender from Friday to Monday.
For sure.
Showing up there. You know what? I'll go with you. If you think, you know, never leave a heater, I like that idea. We'll stick with Stafford and we'll sit Dak.
All right. That's one of my, I would say, in a tiebreaker situation. I mean, Mike and I were doing 40 chess this week and we're talking kind of about this. And I'm like, one of my problems this year has actually been, you know, I like to have not necessarily quarterback hoard, but I definitely have quarterback hoards, but I like to be flush at the quarterback position if I can, right? Which this year has been problematic because it's like, dude, it's a lot of start-sit decisions where it's like a tough decision. So I like it. I think we'll roll there. James Cook, Chase Brown, pretty much locks at this point. Rashi Rice and A.J. Brown. On the start 12, A.J. Brown is lock as well. I think Ertz becoming a really great pickup because we needed something at the tight end spot. Titans are dog shit, and John is not trustworthy.
Yeah, and all they have right now is Debo and Ertz. Like, Treylon Burks got ruled out today. I mean, they're throwing out Jalen Lane and Robbie.
What happened
Chosen.
To Burks? He hurt his vagina?
I think it was a back injury or something. So he didn't like practice like 2 or 3 days. So he already ruled them out. So, I mean, Ertz is just, he's a solid 10 plus points in tight end premium right now. So,
I was going to say there's really no true tight ends that have like a floor per se, but he's as good as it gets. If you look in our scoring format, he's basically 8 points just by suiting up and the opportunity to get into the 20s. So definitely a huge pickup. Although he's a, you know, dying asset, that's fine. We'll ride the production. Tez Johnson, I think a lock. T. Higgins, Josh Jacobs, Kenneth Walker. I mean, dude, I don't think we have any conversations for the rest of our roster.
Yeah, I think we could maybe make Tez or Rashid Shaheed, I think, is a conversation.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that, and I'm curious your take. So, I know it's the first week, you got to get acclimated and stuff, but man, it felt like for making that trade, he was just out there very. That's true too, but the snap percentage was crazy as well.
Yeah, I mean, he probably was a little bit to do with he didn't have a lot of time there, but he also knows the system from the guy. He actually returned kicks too. I just looked at that. He had 3 kick returns too. So
it's funny because someone was clowning. We were talking about this on the trade show, and Mike was making the case that they need some return help, and I'm like, definitely. But they paid a fourth in something else. So like, it wasn't just that. Someone was clowning him in the comments, and of course, he's out there, you know, looking like the return specialist. Here's my question to you. I think this week you'll get back to a normal snap percentage, and I want to see what it looks like. But do you force it or do you want to see it first?
I mean, Tez has been playing good, and this is a game where I think the Bucs and Tampa is going to be high scoring, so Tez is going to probably be a big part of that. So I'm fine sticking with Tez, but with Shaheed, I've mentioned it this week on America's Game. I listened to, I think it was the Roto or the Underdog guys,
okay,
and they said this is probably the reason they traded for Shaheed was this game in particular. Like,
really?
The Rams
for the division, yeah.
Yeah, for the division, like the Rams are a very heavy zone team, and you know Shaheed can get over the top of these guys. They don't really have that speed element. Mm-hmm. Darnold's one of the better deep throwers in the league too. So like, this is the type of game they brought Shaheed in for, was to, you know, have him in these games against the Rams and stuff that he can make these big plays. So it wouldn't shock me if he does hit on a big play this week. But I mean, Tez has been pretty solid too the last, you know, month or so, and Godwin's out again, Bucky Irving's out again, so there's not going to be much that changes there for Tez.
Yeah.
He had 2 touchdowns last week. I mean, he's only had like, you know, 40 yards, 50 yards, there's his highest, but he has 4 touchdowns too, so he's getting the ball, so I'm good with sticking with Tez over Shaheed if you feel like that.
I'm not necessarily I'd be fine either way, I think. I definitely prefer Tez, but it's not like if you told me you wanted Shaheed, I'd be fine switching it. What I'll say is with him, the yardage totals, one, I think if you look since the, you know, the Bucs had this last year, it's crazy. The big onslaught of injuries, right? Baker's numbers have come down. The passing volume overall has come down. So I think that's part of why his snap percentage has gone up because of the injuries. And there's only so many yards you really have here. What I'll say is, though, I was really encouraged, especially coming out of the bye. Young players especially, this is what I'm looking at. Now, you could argue it's not a significant amount, like 71%, 72% to 83. But a player that's playing 83% of the snaps, it could have just been a personnel package thing. But I think there's also a scenario where, dude, Tez Johnson is not going to be leaving the field. And if that's the case, I definitely think Tez is a play for me. So I think right now the floor is probably safer with Tez, as weird as that is to say.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good with that. Let's roll with Tez.
All right. So we're going to roll with Tez. Let's do it. And let's talk about our matchup, because look, Matt Collins started well for us, but man, we're in a we're projected for almost 200, if you can barely see it up there. We're at 199.47. Brad has a damn good team in his own right, and he's fighting for his playoff life here. He's number 9 at 9-11. He's projected 185. So let's go through the matchup here. We got Stafford, Cook, Chase Brown at our running back and quarterback spot. We got Rashee Rice. Matt Collins already in the books at 10.8. We got A.J. Brown. We got Zach Ertz, Tez Johnson, Kenneth Walker, T. Higgins, Josh Jacobs, and Lamar Jackson in the Superflex. Opposite of us, we got Aaron Rodgers at QB. We've got Bijan, Jahmyr Gibbs. That's a hell of a, and this is the, you know, one of the guys that drafted the quarter or the running backs, I think first three rounds. Him, Gibbs, Bijan, and then Barkley. We got DK, Jacoby Myers, Sutton, Dolchich, Devontae Adams, Greg Dortch, George Kittle, Saquon, and Geno in the Superflex spot. How are you feeling about our matchup?
I think it's going to kind of be a closer matchup here. I think we're only 57-43, the favorites right now, but Rodgers is going against Cincinnati. Their defense sucks. Bijan's got a game against Carolina. You know, James Cook just ran through them a couple weeks ago. DK's been really good lately. Sutton against Kansas City, I don't think is going to be worrisome. I didn't even look at this, but maybe, yeah, starting Stafford is good because he has Adams.
Yep.
So balances that. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel confident in our matchup, but, you know, like it's probably how I feel is 60-40 kind of what the matchup is. So
I agree. One thing that I don't love about just the way the games are scheduled here, guys that are like really great players, offensive, you know, juggernaut type guys, studs, Jahmyr Gibbs and Saquon, right? They play in that Sunday 8 o'clock game. And we have A.J. Brown, who seems about as disgruntled as it gets. And I could see a scenario where you're like, dude, primetime game, watching these fucking just, you know, stud running backs go crazy. So hopefully it's in a decent position as we get to that point, because that's the final matchups of the game will be the Sunday night game. A.J. Brown and Gibbs.
Well, he has Geno over the top on us on Monday night.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even see that down there. You're right, Geno. So hopefully by the point Geno comes out there, we know it's over. But at least Geno... I'm not too worried about him, but actually, matter of fact, it seems like he's been pretty awful. The one thing is they play Dallas, which if you're going to have a get-right game, it's fucking Dallas.
Yeah.
So fuck me.
It's a little scary, but we need our guys here at 1 o'clock, the Higgins, the Jacobs, those guys to really smash. James Cook, Chase Brown, we need those 1 o'clock guys to really smash.
Yeah, for sure. And I was actually going to make a point. I'm glad you were talking about that. I don't know why it made me think of this, but this is the first week that I can remember since the byes where we literally don't have a single player on bye. So it will be nice to see our full squad in there this week, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll see how that does. As far as the potential noteworthy matchups in the league, we got Gimme Locks versus Rippin, RIP to those guys for the season. We got Hillbillies versus Bunny Syndrome. Again, doesn't project to be very close. Chill Will, and we got a couple doozies here. Chill Will, though, at the 5 spot is only projected for 143, and I'm wondering, man, gutted with injuries.
Chill Will, you're playing
Willard, and this is a big game for you. You got Jackson Dart in there. You've got no other quarterbacks. How are you not hitting us up? Hit us up.
Yeah, that's
hit true. Us up, brother. Literally hit us up, Chill Will. And I know you know that I'm talking to you. You got a pair of shoes. You hit a nice little hit in the merch. So hit me up, man. Hit or A up as well. We got Castle Black playing Super Buff Cherry, which is Shit Talking Metro. This is going to be our two games, I think, are the biggest ones here. 186 to 194 projection. So we'll go through this one. Marcus Mariota Woody Marks, Jacoby. How about Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt? We got JSN, Igbuka, Zay Flowers, Dallas Goedert, Roma Dunze, Kamani Vidal, Juwan Jennings, Isaiah Likely, and J.J. McCarthy to round out his starting roster. Facing on the other side, we got Jordan Love, Kyron Williams, Rico Dowdle. We got Michael Wilson, Keenan Allen, J-Mo. We've got Brock Bowers, Dalton Schultz, Rashad White. We've got Javonte Williams, Travis Etienne, and Bo Nix. Those are a couple damn good teams firing off this week, man.
Yeah, that's a heavyweight fight right there. Like, that's, I don't know who's going to win that, and the projections say so. Like, it's 50-50 here. So, and yeah, that's going to be a heavyweight matchup. Yeah,
this is a huge game. This is 3-4. They're both 12-8. So, obviously, you know, you got to beat the median. But I'd imagine whoever wins this game has a chance to get closer to securing a bye here, you know?
Yeah, I think you gotta win the one with the median. So, like, that's first and foremost. And then if you win your other game, awesome. But yeah, it's gonna be close.
Because the current standings right now, CM Frank has a game on both of them, but they also both have points four on CM Frank. So this game is, I think, pretty relevant in the potential trying to earn a bye here. So. Definitely I would say that's probably the game of the week, even though I think ours is a damn good matchup as well with Brad.
Yeah, I mean, Brad's in ninth, but, I mean, he's still projected for 185 here. Third highest projection in the league, or fourth, or whatever it is.
So. It feels like he's just been getting kind of kicked in the fucking teeth with terrible, you know, matchups or whatever, because when I'm looking, his team is always kind of in the decent spot as far as projections. Dude, look at this. Here you go. Perfect example. This is what I'm talking about, right? 1671, 1653, 1668. That is the record. That is the points for the 5th, 6th, and 7th seed. Yeah. Somehow, he's at basically the exact same points for, but he's down at the 9th seed. So, and then he gets us this week. So, that's, you know, sometimes when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, and we're just a month out, and... like, even these 7-13 teams, they're not out of it. Like, they can still sneak in here.
Definitely.
They're only three wins back of seventh place here. So,
right.
And you're playing the median every week. So, you know, you hit that, you can get two wins, you're right back in it. So,
yeah,
literally definitely. Every team in the league besides for Gritty Locks is in it. So,
yeah, for sure. And I think that's probably where, if I'm in those scenarios in these teams down here, I'm kind of, like, for Chill Will, for example, like, there's no scenario if I'm in this spot and I'm going for the playoffs where I'm letting myself have a zero in that quarterback spot. Or on the flip side, these teams down here, this is where I'm probably deciding, all right, do I want to be the first to maybe go get some picks, see if I can stir it up here and push myself out of contention? Because right now, as far as points for even Fresh Scrub, he's basically at 1,500. So, you know, with a few good weeks and a few good wins, he could definitely be in the mix. To your point, everyone right now is in the mix, I think. You know, trying to pick a direction for some of these teams might be smart to try to do here soon.
For sure.
Competitive league, man. So that's going to be, that's going to be all we really got to cover. This is, again, 10 in a row. We're feeling good. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but we got a healthy team at the moment, knock on wood. And let's see if we can, keep this winning streak going, man.
Yeah, we got to, whoever keeps winning our teams, we got to make sure Adam gets a jersey of them.
Dude, you know what? That's a great point. Speaking of which, I want to, you know, put the cart in front of the horse, but, you know, be in the lookout, E, in your mail, all right? Not some mail I didn't mean to send you this time, all right?
Oh, okay. I think maybe one of those new Rams blackout Stafford jerseys, maybe one of those?
Dude, that would be sick. I have the Puka right here. And I freaking love it, man.
Have the Puka. Okay.
Dude, I was actually wearing it earlier. It's funny I switched it. Because anytime I'm dealing with my kids or eating, it's the jerseys come off. It gets really messy. So,
what did you think of the Patriots jerseys last night? Did you like them?
Honestly, I feel like I've seen some people really pushing back and giving them kind of a lot of shit. I thought they were kind of sweet, honestly. And they're not like the greatest, but I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought they were pretty cool. I liked them.
Yeah, I was actually I just put speaking of which, if you're listening to this, talking jerseys, make sure you go check out Certified Shit. I was actually just recently placed a couple orders, and they have a promo code right now. If you type in the code Friday, basically for pre-Black Friday, you get 35% off. Legitimately 35% off, like the top high-end jerseys, except for if they get down to limited quantity. And anytime it was the Patriots, Drake May, they're all limited quantity or it's sold out. I'm like, son of a bitch, because I was trying to get that one on the low. That Drake
about
May,
Travion, the Buckeye, man?
Hey, listen, there's no slouch to him because I definitely did purchase a Travion one. It's in the mail. All right, it's in the mail. And it was
hopefully
funny because
you did it before the recap on Sunday. I'd love to see it.
I would definitely like to throw it on. And I'll say this. It's funny because I bought that and it was right at the early part of the Thursday game, right? And then I'm actually recording the trade show and I'm like, oh shit, he's going off. I wonder if they're going to start selling in a hurry. Definitely great news for your Travion Henderson shares. I'm not sure who has them in our league, but yeah, make sure you go check out Certified Shits. And Eric, have a good time tomorrow, man.
All right, appreciate it. And yeah, we'll certifiedsh.it. Make sure you guys check that out.
Absolutely. Let me throw it here on the screen for you in case you need a visual. Certifiedsh.it. That's going to do it for us here on the grind. Listen, let's make sure we get the guy out there. We have been putting in work in the weight room. All right. We've been lifting heavy shit. We'll see you back here for next week's shit. We're out of this thing. Peace.
See ya.